Carl, welcome to the Jabbercast.
Thank you, Big JD, for this opportunity to be here with you.
So how did you come to get involved with hypnotherapy, ESP, and healing? Were you instructing Silva's systems before you had become a certified hypnotherapist, or were you certified after you'd started with Silva training and instructing?
Basically, it all started interestingly with being hit by the garbage truck while rollerblading with my German Shepherd.
Okay, and I did have the opportunity to hear the story.
Yeah, the story is quite good. I'm just minding my own business, and all of a sudden the garbage truck comes around, hits me on the back of the head, and it was a great accident. It was a blessing in disguise.
It opened something up.
It happened about 6-7 years ago, and basically it was the beginning of this journey. A few weeks after that, I was able to go to chapters, and I read the book. I'm not going to mention the title. It's irrelevant, but I read this book right in chapters, changed my mind about life, our place in the universe itself, and everything else.
So did you look into a system like the Silva method first?
No.
Was that your first interest, or did you?
No, actually, it was another system, and I pretty much started on with Kabbalah.
Okay.
And that's, I just started researching things and comparing notes, so to speak, of what I knew to my new knowledge and understanding what it all means. That led me to, actually, I became a Silva Ultramind instructor before I got involved with hypnotherapy, shortly after becoming an instructor. And becoming an instructor I read the book by Jose Silva, Silva Method, Silva Mind Control. I was programming with the techniques there to find out what I should do next. And I'm sitting at my computer, and there's a page appears, internet page, just appeared out of nowhere. It says Silva Ultramind. Mm-hmm. And I read this page, and the page was written as if I have written this page. It was just my mindset, just exactly my words were there. And at the bottom of the page, it was instructors wanted, so I pressed the link.
Mm-hmm.
But the really strange thing is that this page does not exist, because I bookmarked this page and I talked to the person who I contacted to become an instructor, and I said, I read this fabulous page where I became interested. And he said, well, give me I need to know it, because we're marketing and whatever. And it was their page, and nothing like this ever existed or were created by them. But yet I was able to read it, to see it, and I pressed the link, and it connected me to them.
Incredible. I've only just acquired your book, of course, just taking the course now over this weekend, and unfortunately only had the opportunity to skim through some of the book. It's entitled Walk on Water in the World of Symptoms.
That's
correct. And let's talk about that. What are you writing about? What are you teaching about in the book?
This book started as a handout for the students of the Jose Silva Ultramind course, because I thought there was so many things to be said that the course does not allow for the time constraint, and there's knowledge above the content of the course as well to be had and to be given out to basically grads and students. And so I started creating this. It took me about 4 years, and it grew into a 300-page book and audio DVD, personal mastery program, 3-hour program. That's basically when the book talks to the consciousness, and the audio DVD reprograms the subconsciousness.
Right.
And the idea behind the book and the program is that person who reads it and listens to it will live the life's purpose. And we have specific mission to achieve in life, and we can, by doing these two things, and I've been doing this myself, of course, I tested it myself, and sometimes it's not an easy journey, but it's very fulfilling. It's the only thing that really matters, living. So basically, by reading the book and listening to the program, you're putting your life on the autopilot that guides you just where you should be going, and people you should meet, opportunities that should be created, not necessarily opportunities to take advantage of, but opportunities to, we talk a lot about reference point release, opportunities to release the reference point, to cleanse the mind, to cleanse the soul, and to move on and perhaps get to another dimension, move on from this low-level awareness environment of planet Earth.
And I know you had mentioned to me earlier that you had to condense your book. You had so much written material. Is there a plan for another book in the near future for you?
There is, and it's not going to be a big book. The condensed form of the material, it's simply for the purpose of not producing a big book with many words and basically
too much to take in.
There are graphics that actually illustrate the book. The only book that I would like to write would be called Walk on Water in the World of Symptoms, The Noble Path. Like the Noble Path relating to the method of teachings of Buddha,
mm-hmm.
Like Eightfold Noble Path, basically, and to the fabulous method of reference point released by through body awareness called Vipassana. It's just one of the things that everyone on this planet should learn. So go to dhamma.org and take this 10-day silent meditation seminar. It's donation-based, and you will... you don't have to thank me for it to tell you about this. Mm-hmm. Just do it. And
sounds good. And how can listeners get a copy of your book?
Well, it's very simple. Just go to www.walkonwater33.com.
www.walkonwater33.com. And that's the number 33, I take it. 33.
Yeah, that's 33 digits, yes.
Okay. For any folks interested in checking out the Jose Silva's course or courses, where can they find that information?
Well, just punch in Silva Ultramind in Google, or you can go to silvaultramindcanada.net, mm-hmm. if you're interested to
find out more information,
yeah.
And you'll find out where the seminars are,
yeah,
and where the
absolutely.
Courses are being instructed.
There.
I just also want to mention that possibly in the spring, when my You Talking to Me show continues on All Talk Radio, that's broadcast out of Las Vegas, it'd be great maybe to do a full-length interview with you. I do a 40-minute show on there, so...
I would love to do that.
That'd
this.
Be great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. It was a real pleasure listening to you speak, taking the course. Myself and Lana really enjoyed it. And we look forward to maybe talking to you and keeping you updated on our progression with this whole experience.
And absolutely, and you will progress fast. I just know what kind of awareness you have, and you will be able to achieve whatever you want. But just make sure it's aligned with your life's purpose. Big JD.
Right. Thanks. All right.
Thanks,
Carl.
All right. Thank you.